Welcome to the Daf and Practice series with Rabbi Avraham Schmidman. We are studying the Gemara and Brachos on Daf Memhei. The Gemara and Brachos on Daf Memhei discusses the parameters of Zimun. And as part of that discussion, the Gemara discusses to what extent women are obligated or not obligated in Zimun. There are some circumstances where if there are three men, women or more who have a meal by themselves, there is an obligation to have a zimun. And there are some obligations where there is not an obligation. One of the questions that's not so clear from the Gemara itself is what happens if men are eating a meal and they have an obligation of a zimun. Do the women have to participate? Or do they have the option of not participating? The Shulchan Aruch makes it pretty clear in Aruch Chaim Siman Kufzadi Tes, if Zion, that if men are making a mezumin and women are present, they should participate in the zimun. In Hasidic circles, sometimes on Friday nights in particular, men have a custom to eat much of the meal at home and then go to the tish of the Rebbe. And at the tish, they'll bench there. But as a result of which, they leave the women behind, and the women are not participating in any zimun, although they are at a later point. The tshuvas of the Shevet HaLevi, Reb Shlomo Levi Vosner, in Chilk Aleph, so he writes in Simin Lamaches that this is permissible because that was the original intent at the time that the meal was established. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he points out that if there is a meal that's taking place and women were part of the meal, then when the time for benching comes, if there is a woman or women who aren't present, the group should wait for the women to return in order to bench. He writes this in Aruch Chaim Chelek Hei Siman Tes Os Yud. He does, however, point out that if a woman in her participation in the meal is very busy with the process of attending to children, serving the meal, perhaps other responsibilities, and intends not to be a part of the meal, then she has the right to exempt herself from the zimun. He seems to feel, Rav Moshe, that this is a phenomenon that would occur on the weekdays more often than on Shabbos and Yontif, where there's a more established meal, and in which case the proper thing to do would be to wait at the time of the zimun, and women who are present should respond. This is a way of giving greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.